You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, Muse, good morning.
Hi, good morning, boys.
Good morning.
What are you up to today? Anything fun?
No, I just had a leisure morning before heading off to work.
Well, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kind of work?
I'll take it. I do project management for the state government.
Oh. Government worker, eh?
Yeah.
You say product management?
What kind of products?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Not a product, project. So I do a lot of the tech projects as they modernize systems and things like that. So I communicate with all the people. I'm a glorified cat herder. It's fine.
That's your go-to line. That's good.
We understand.
Yeah.
We totally understand.
Good for you. What did your leisurely morning consist of?
Yeah.
Cuddles with my partner.
Cuddles with your partner. Yeah.
So who was the first one to break away and get up?
Me, because I'm the one that feeds the cats.
Yeah, more cats involved.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
Like, I gotta get up.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's cute. Good for you. You're in love.
Oh, that's fun.
How romantic.
Where did you meet this partner?
On OkCupid.
It's all right.
Yeah, it works sometimes.
Where you meet people online.
And what was the first date?
We went to Cave Girl Coffee Shop in Longmont.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We made jokes about salty balls because they had a bakery thing.
Yeah, sure. Balls. Yeah.
why not?
Yeah, why not?
Embrace your inner 12-year-old. Why not?
Sure.
It's good to laugh about inappropriate things.
Right?
We have to be serious enough for life with everything else. We can have some jokes with salty balls.
I'm with you.
So true.
I'm with you, girlfriend.
And if you don't meet someone that you can laugh with, you got to just keep looking.
Exactly. So.
Oh, Muse, let's play some rattle off. I will tell the people who are on hold. If we get a winner, stay on the line so we can chit-chat with you anyway.
Yep.
But let's see how Muse does with this. 10 seconds. We're looking for 5 different collectible items for kids. Kids collectibles, like specific toys or things that kids collect. In 10 seconds. Ready? And... go!
Marvel action figures, Pokemon card games, Magic the Gathering card games, Squishmallows, and Legos, and...
I
heard a Lego get in there just
right
before the buzzer.
Right at the end, I think you got it.
Woo-hoo.
I met you, hey! Winner!
My daughter's bed is covered in those Squishmallows.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
My goodness.
They're huge.
They are huge.
We bought her a giant beaver for Christmas. Yay, more immature jokes. Yeah, it's a giant beaver that sits on the floor and the dog loves it. Climbs into the beaver and lays in it.
Like loves it?
Not loves it, but loves laying on the beaver.
Because I got to tell you, so... you never know what is going to appeal to an animal. So my cat is Niles the Weirdo. And even though he's been, you know, fixed, he still has a fixation every once in a while on something.
Yeah.
And the funniest thing was at Christmas, there was an extra stocking, but it had some sort of like funny little animal's head at the top of it or whatever. And it was just lying on the floor because it was nobody's stocking. But Niles got hold of it and went to town on it.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
And it's the funniest video watching him get romantic with a stocking. It's
just in the holiday spirit.
Yes.
Right? Exactly.
Right?
And I wasn't going to stop him. I'm not reaching in there.
That's all he's got in life, you know, is watching the birds outside and that stocking.
Yeah, all you do is, you know, when we put the stocking away, I felt kind of bad. Like, you know, we took away his girlfriend.
I would have thrown it away.
So
you actually packed that up in a box and saved it for next year?
Yeah. You know, next year, Niles is going to be like, there you are.
You've returned.
I wonder where you went.
Who's your stocking?
Those crazy animals.
All right, Muse.
Well, we've enjoyed chatting with you, Muse. You feel like talking with Josh about your prize, just stand by and he'll come back and tell you all about it. Okay.
Yeah. Have fun at Red Rocks.
Happy Tuesday. Thank you so much.
You as well. Thank you. Appreciate you being on the show.
Are you looking at the screen right now? Is that the sigh?
No.
Okay.
Taryn, didn't we just talk to you the other day?
I feel like I always talk to you guys, but I never, ever get to play anymore.
You don't? Just barely make it,
huh? You gave an easy one today. I was like, right out of the gate, man. Usually you give the easy ones after like a few people.
I don't know. That one came down to the buzzer for Muse. So.
Yeah, it was right at the end. And we tried it yesterday and didn't get a winner.
You got it. No.
I feel like we've already talked to you this week even.
I know, probably, yes.
Yeah. Well, you love us.
Well, then
us.
We've asked you everything we could possibly ask you, so.
Well, no, I guess.
Have you done anything for us lately? Have you, like, gone and told all your friends about us and your family and just...
Everybody, people hear me on the radio and they're like, oh, well, I heard you on the radio.
I feel like we let you on so much.
I always talk on the radio. I just don't win stuff anymore.
Well, we let you on so much. I hope you go onto your social and just tell everybody how great we are. And
yeah, okay. Do that.
Tell your coworkers.
I left you guys on Facebook a long time ago, so... And Twitter and everything else.
All right. Well, keep giving us the love. All right. You're our little spokesperson.
Thank you, Taryn. Well, maybe one of these days you'll win again. Wah, wah.
Maybe. I know. I did win a lot of good stuff from you guys in the past, so I'm not complaining.
Oh, okay.
Well, wish I could start winning again.
Well, keep your fingers crossed.
When I was in home care. When I did home care, I spent so much time with the radio.
Well, maybe you should get a different hobby.
Yeah. Taryn, we got to run.
We love you.
Great day. We love you so much, and we don't care who knows.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a good weekend.
Bye, Taryn.
You too. Bye-bye. And then Josh says this other call is Ramblin' Gene, who we talked to the other day.
I don't know if I can handle this. I don't know if I'm in the mood.
Ramblin' Gene, we just talked to you the other day, too.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, hold on a second, okay?
All right,
Gene. I can't do it today.
I can't do it.
I don't have the energy. I know you have a head. Tom has a head cold. He can't do it.
I've been fighting a head cold for like 3 or 4 days. I mean, I'm in misery over here.
We can't do it, Gene. We just can't do it today.
Wait a minute. Let's try one other thing. What's the one thing you want to talk about today, Gene? Anything in particular?
Well... I'm doing my garden, and I want to go to Blackhawk because I've got a free lunch at Monarch.
We'll go do it.
Right. Go get that. You go get that lunch, Gene.
I don't want to go alone, and my friend was wishy-washy. He don't want to go.
Oh. Well, then just go alone. You'll be fine.
Just go alone. You'll meet a friend there.
You're so chatty, you'll meet somebody.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You get a free one if someone buys one.
I can't do this.
Oh, yeah.
I can't do it.
Just go meet a stranger.
I know.
What are you planting in your garden?
Oh, you name it. It's going in.
Marijuana?
Watermelon?
Yes, watermelon, cantaloupe, zucchini, corn, tomatoes, cherry, regular, squash, summer, regular.
Gene.
Yes?
I've got, like, my head is about to explode. I got to go lie down.
My knee, because I broke my knee. I broke my knee.
How'd you break she's pulling me in. She's pulling me in. How did you break your knee?
I slid down my neighbor's driveway, and what happened was I broke my femur.
You broke your femur.
Why were you sliding down the driveway?
Black ice.
Oh, it'll get you every time, Ramblin' Gene.
So, are you now going to sue the neighbor?
Well, I'm waiting for the physical therapist lady to show up so I can move some more.
Yeah, get your stretches in.
Well, Ramblin' Gene, we hope you feel... Yeah.
Yes.
I said,
and I
we
went
hope
to
you.
St. Martin,
oh,
by myself to exercise and go boating and sailing and whatever. The second. Mm-hmm.
I don't want you on a boat, Gene. I do not want you on a boat.
I do.
Oh,
I want
I'm
you. I want just you and me on a boat, Gene, out in the middle of the ocean.
Maybe
that's
a
what I want.
Cinder block with some
guess who? Guess who the only one is that'll come back to port?
You a good
me.
Swimmer, Gene?
I was on a swim team. My kids were on a swim team.
Yeah.
Yeah, they made money on a swim
Probably not
team.
That good of a swimmer with a bum femur, huh?
Yeah.
No. No, I'm going to go swimming.
Boy, if I
maybe
could get
I'll
you on a boat right now.
Maybe I'll go.
Out on some deep water.
And
the
swim
deepest.
In their pool.
That's a good idea. You know, that would help work out your broken femur anyway.
Yeah,
so.
It's good.
It's good. It's all healed. My bones, I'm a good, strong German, and all my bones are healing.
You take a lot of calcium, maybe.
Well, I'm also Polish, too.
Make up your mind, Gene.
Listen, my physical therapist lady's here. Gotta go. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, she cut us off.
She hung up on us? What?
My, how the tables have turned.
That's not even fair. She uses and abuses us, and then she hung up on us.
Okay, it wasn't that bad.